Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Oh, fuck. It was halfway through the recording. This is a shambles from the off, Rob.
It's vintage.
Alice.
Oh, here we go.
Rob Beckett.
Rob Beckett.
Alice, can you say Josh Widdicombe?
There we go. That was a nice one, wasn't it?
I couldn't really hear it. What was going on there, mate?
Hello, Rob and Josh. This is our 103-month-old son, Sam, so that's 8, asking our 29-month-old, Ellis, that's 2.5, whether he can say your names. Could you guess where they're from? The son is called Ellis.
Right.
Where do you think they might be from?
Ellis?
They're from Wales, Rob.
Oh, is Ellis a Welsh name?
Well, the only Ellis I know who's a man is Welsh.
That's
so it's 100% hit rate.
And are they from Wales?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, that does work.
They're from Hengwyd, near Ystrad Minnach. Sorry for the pronunciation if that's wrong. In South Wales. Lovely part of the country.
Oh,
lovely part of the country.
You can't say it, but I want to go there.
Yeah.
No, you can say you want to go there, but I can't say the name of the place.
Yeah. You can't say I can't.
I can't. We can't speak today.
I really want to go to South Wales, but I just can't say it out loud, Rob.
It's
just,
keep it
I
quiet.
Don't want to get cancelled. Is it true that you're totally view-free on that because you're so terrified of a free view?
The thing about me is I don't have an opinion.
I forgot that you have no opinions on anything.
Well, that's my goal. Sometimes I accidentally have an opinion.
Oh, it's Shane Ward.
What's that?
There's a deep cut for X Factor fans. That was his X Factor number one. That's my goal.
Was it?
How I didn't
even know
that. How the fuck do I know that? What is going on in my life?
That's not your kind of telly either.
No, I know. What? That is a weird thing to have. That's my goal by Shane Ward, yeah. What year was he in X Factor? 2005.
There was Evergreen, Will Young.
Can you name any other X Factor winner songs?
Michelle McManus, This Is My Moment. Is that right?
No, that was Martin McCutcheon.
Oh, what did Michelle McManus do? Don't worry, I'll find out.
Anyway.
What's she up to now?
Welcome to Parenting Hell. Do you know what? I saw recently that she interviewed Rylan about his book.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. It was on Rylan's Instagram.
Okay, what about Rick Waller?
I don't think it said on her Instagram, but it said Rylan's book, which didn't get to number one in the Sunday Times charts, unlike other books. That's what she said, but I don't know. I don't know
Rick
why
Waller's,
she...
Rick Waller's shifted the weight.
Has he?
Well, in 2015, he'd lost 8 stone.
Oh, wow. Blimey.
He looks completely different.
What's he up to now, then?
I don't know. Just probably buying loads of new clothes. That's what I'd do. Just going to go down Top Man again, slide into some 32 waist. Why? Because I can.
I've got some awful news, Rob.
Yeah, go on.
Top Man closed about 3 years ago.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, luckily, Rick Waller lost his weight in 2015.
There we go. So at least he got to enjoy Top Man.
Is Top Man gone completely? Just, like, dead?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I never.
What a way to find out.
Oh, no, I really wanted a terrible leather jacket. Where am I going to go now?
I don't know enough about the high street, Rob.
I'm in a deep dive here.
What's Boohoo? What's Boohoo, Rob?
Boohoo is online clothes, like a rival to ASOS, but it's quite fast fashion, so it's quite cheap dresses.
Yeah.
And then the owner of that, Sun, invented Pretty Little Thing. And they do that, but for younger, like, sort of teenage. Oh, right. I tell you what, Rick Waller's had some looks. I'm on a deep dive of Rick Waller here.
Rob, we're in the middle of a podcast, mate. And I was about to ask you if you knew that Shane Ward's That's My Goal was the third fastest selling single in the history of the United Kingdom.
That is fucking bananas, isn't it? Right, so can I just talk you through these Rick Waller looks?
All right, and then can I ask you what you think the two songs that are more popular than Shane Ward are? And then we'll get back to parenting.
All right, okay. Well, Rick Waller's had Red Hair.
Imagine if this was your first episode. If someone go, you've got to try parenting hell.
Rick Waller's had Red Hair.
Yep.
Blue Hair.
Yep.
And what looks like one single dread on the side of his head going down to what I describe as just a chin beard.
Oh, wow.
I mean, now I'm trying to find Rick Waller. I don't think he's online anywhere.
Has he got kids?
I don't know. Let it be and Wonderwall. Are they the two songs?
No, sorry. I thought you were telling me. Let it be. Let's move on from Rick Waller. Let it be. Let's move on.
We desperately have to move on from Rick Waller. So what are the two songs that beat Shane
Ward? Okay, yeah. Shane Ward's. It sold on its first day 313,000 copies. In one single day.
In one... See, that's when CDs...
What a time it was to be selling music.
Imagine the phone call from his agent.
Oh, my God. Where's Simon Cowell, I presume?
You've sold 300,000 copies in day one, so that means you're up to £7 in royalty, Shane. Do you reckon those bands... You know those bands that got put together by sort of big producers?
Yeah, yeah. Like
and then the producers obviously got a bit more of the money.
Like me and you with Michael, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think that they ever add up, like, the numbers, like...
I think it'd be tough.
He's 17.
It'd be really tough.
And just work out.
Not to be resentful. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But
exactly.
Yeah.
But
do you know what I mean?
Rick Waller played in goal in Soccer 6.
Okay. Are you still there? Still going with Rick Waller?
Celebrity Soccer. I've never...
Do you want the two singles that sold more than Shane Ward?
He's like David Bowie. I've never seen anyone have so many different versions of themselves.
Is that the first time those words have ever been said by anyone other than Rick Waller comparing himself to David Bowie?
Well, he's also an exam invigilator now.
Is he? That's off-putting.
Imagine trying to...
That is off-putting.
Imagine trying to...
You can't have a celebrity... Is that Rick Waller with a dread?
You can't crunch through your maths GCSE with Rick Waller there.
Because you'd be going, is that Rick Waller?
That was 10 years ago.
Although I'm going to be honest with you, Rob.
Yeah.
If you're doing your maths GCSE, you don't know who Rick Waller is. Unless you've been held back quite a few years.
I'd say stick Rick Waller... Oh my God, he had a ponytail that was purple, shaved at the side. Stick Rick Waller...
Yeah.
...into... Oh, now I'm on another deep dive. Remember Rick Snowden from The Voice? He lost loads of weight. There's a photo of him next to some jeans.
Right, Rob.
Okay.
Should we get back to parenting?
I can't. I'm obsessed with Rick Warren.
Well, it was Will Young's Evergreen and Elton John's Candle in the Wind, 1997. Those were the two singles. Right, let's get back to...
One last thing on Rick Waller. What it seems to me is, what happened to Rick Waller is, he did loads of different TV shows after the singing show. Then he lost loads of weight, did a magazine spread with, like, The Mirror, and then he's just tapped out the news. He's basically said to everyone, look, I'm fit now, see you later.
Yeah. Okay. So, can we draw a line...
How are your kids, Josh?
Can we draw a line under Rick? Well, I'm still doing the fucking email from Ellis.
All right, the Welsh guy.
Yeah. Well, not
the
from
Welsh
Ellis.
Child, yeah.
Right. Hello, Rob and Josh. This is our 103-month-old son, Sam, and our 29-month-old Ellis from South Wales. Ellis moved in with us in July 2021, a few months before we were able to get married. Third time lucky, bloody COVID, and we legally finished the adoption process on March 2022. We love the show and we're looking forward to the child-free night out. See you both in, where, Rob? Cardiff in April.
Cardiff. Nice.
Terrible Twos are totally underestimated. Send help. Andrew, Bethan, Sam and Ellis. Excellent work, you all. How are you, Rob?
Can I just finish off the Rick Waller stuff?
No.
I've got two more bits of information, okay? He's basically lost a load of weight and now I think he works in education in Kent.
Okay,
good. Lovely story. Happy ending.
Yeah.
But at one point in 2007, he fell in love with a pagan who banned him from performing. The relationship didn't last, it says.
Oh, God.
So,
is this all from his Wikipedia page?
No, it's not. I've gone everywhere. Anyway, Rick Waller, if you're listening, get in touch, mate. I was a big fan of Rick Waller. I thought it was good. I thought he got harshly treated because he was a big guy. But big up Rick Waller. That's what I'm trying to say.
There we go.
Small business shout out. If you need any exams invigilating in the Kent area, Rick Dubs is your man.
There we go. How are you, Rob?
Josh, how are your children?
Yeah, they're fine. We've got parents' evening tonight as we record.
Oh, we had Parents' Evening.
How was it?
Did I tell you about it? I don't know if we've spoken about Parents' Evening.
How did it go?
Well, so it's both of them, but they're basically very different.
Yeah.
Where, like, they said one of them sort of needs to be brought out of her shell a little bit, and she's
the older one.
Really good at stuff. Yeah. And then the younger one is a bit more like...
needs to go back in her shell a bit.
Well, she...
Could you she hasn't even got a shell at this stage. No,
she's a slug.
She's a slug.
She's a full exposed slug. No, basically, they were just saying that she wants to get everything done. If you give her something to do, she does it really quickly.
Yeah.
Like cutting out, she'll cut out really quick rather than do all the edges. And they say, why are you doing that? She goes, want to get it done so we can do the next thing. And I sort of said, oh, she's got a bit of a different approach, hasn't she, to her sister? And it's like, we do not compare siblings. And I wasn't comparing them in like a like academic success thing. I'm like, right, let's cut the shit. Which one should I bother with? You know what I mean? What that? I was just... I was way more interested in their personalities.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, oh, and because I want to know what they're like at school, because if it's different and stuff like that. And then I sort of said to Lou, oh, we've got one each, haven't we? And then the teacher laughed.
Yeah. And you said, what's that laugh if not a comparison?
I know. If anything, that's worse than us discussing it. The laugh is the gateway to the truth.
Yes, exactly. Comedy is truth.
That's what I always said. I'm just sick of not being able to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And I just love talking truth. So, yeah, that was good. And bottom line is they're very sociable, very polite, and they're enjoying it, which is the main thing, really.
That's good. It's quite exciting. I'm quite excited, stroke, nervous.
About the parents' evening.
I think it's okay to be a bit nervous about it, because you don't know what you're going into. Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, especially the first time at a proper school. You want to know that they're settling in and stuff like that.
If it's bad news, they've kept it from us. Do you know what I mean? That's the thing. They've saved it up for a big announcement.
No, if there's a problem, you know about it before the parents' evening.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to go, thank God you turned up to the parents' evening. It's been an awful 5 weeks.
Or they go, yeah, just to let you know, she's been smoking every morning at the school gates. Thought we'd wait 5 weeks. They're really taking that nicotine. Yeah, she's vaping. But yeah, we thought you knew.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. You shouldn't settle for just any old pair of leggings. You deserve something better, something designed with you in mind, like the new Inspire leggings by Kalia, their most versatile collection yet, made for any workout. They're lightweight, buttery soft, breathable, and made with Lycra adaptive fiber, which molds to your body for a barely there supportive fit. It's perfect for wherever your wellness routine takes you. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Well, that's exciting, though.
Yeah.
Are you taking the little one with you, or have you got someone to look? Because you can't really concentrate.
So our parents' evening's at 5, so we're picking him up. Nursery's open till 6.
After.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, that works well. Oh, that's exciting.
It is exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, as well, though, I did say something, though, a bit defensive.
Fuck you. Did you say that?
No. They were talking about reading. I was saying, like, because the eldest ones were the reading, and, like, they try and read it, and they go, so what's... if there's hidden stuff in the text?
Yeah.
Trying to work out... but I was never a great reader. I used to get told off. I used to make up the story and stuff. And then I was like, yeah, she sometimes doesn't seem really involved in the story. And I said, I'll be honest with you, some of those books are so boring, though. And I don't think that went down well. But I do think that was quite, you know...
did they laugh this time?
No, it's their teachers, they're being professional. Yeah. But yeah, I was a bit like... but I'm a bit defensive, you know.
Yeah.
So they go like, oh, what if they can't spell? Oh, I can't spell. I've written 2 fucking books, mate. There's a way around it. You'll find a way.
Two Sunday Times bestsellers, right?
Yes, well, yeah, we didn't want to humble brag, but we are the number one best-selling book in the country. Thank you to everyone.
We'll have said that last week.
Thank you to everyone. Again, no, but I'm still thankful.
Because we're not by now. Rob, we're not by now.
We might be. We might have done it 2 weeks in a row.
We might have done it 2 weeks in a row. If people have...
but I doubt
if
it.
If people have done that for us.
But thank you to everyone that's bought it. We really appreciate it. And to anyone that I've seen on Twitter that is spreading our books all over the competition in supermarkets.
Yeah.
Thank you. Very grateful.
Yeah. It's word of mouth now, isn't it? Because we've done all our promo, basically. So... thank you for buying it. Rob, we have spent an incredible amount of time together in the last few weeks.
I know, it's remarkable, isn't it?
We did 4 days of the audiobook.
Yes.
We then done the full promotional tour, plus a different photo shoot.
Yes.
Plus, on the Sunday, for some reason, we fitted in a couple of podcasts. We're now doing another two on the Wednesday. I feel like... I don't think I've ever spent more time with you in my life.
I know, you're enjoying it, up close and personal.
It's interesting. No, I am, actually. Do you know what? You're very easy company, Rob.
Thank you. Much against a lot of the press around me.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
I am easy company. I'm not as annoying as Ramesh makes out. Maybe he's the fucking problem.
Exactly, exactly.
I am an easy guy. Thanks, Josh. I'm quite chilled, aren't I?
You are very chilled, actually. Mm. You get excitable.
Big time.
But it's always good-natured. It's always good-natured.
I've got the devil in me.
Yeah.
If ever I have to do something sensible, my body can't cope. When we was waiting to do that Five Live interview with Nihal.
Oh, my word. Just before we were interviewed by Nihal.
That was hard.
It was a great guy. Love him, don't we? We do love him. That was our best interview, yeah. I think. But he, beforehand, I can't remember what was happening. They were talking about abuse of referees in children's football. And you were bubbling over.
Yeah, that was fun.
With all the... all the things you were going to do when you got on the show.
Yeah.
All the things that you can do to end our careers.
But I find it so exciting to have a job where at any point you can change your entire life like that.
But not in a positive way. It's
no, completely terrible. Like, literally, my children's futures falling through my fingers like sand in the wind. Gone. No more holidays.
No more holidays.
No more isn't your dad a nice guy. Screaming from vans, you wanker. Daddy, why are they screaming you're a wanker? Because I've been cancelled, kids. Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Well, yeah. When you get cancelled, you still exist. You've got to find a new way to exist.
What would you do, Rob?
I'd ring up Jim Davidson and go, do you need an opener? Let's go to work.
John Virgo for the TikTok generation. That's how I see you.
It depends what you've been cancelled for. You've got to find your people, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got to find your... you got to find your tribe.
Say you had to quit comedy tomorrow. What are you doing?
What, if I'm quitting comedy tomorrow and I weren't allowed to do comedy, what, anything broadcasting or anything like that?
None of the things that are related to comedy. So podcasts or radio or...
I'd do some sort of face-to-face selling and build a business from that.
Yeah.
You know, like those guys that walk around with like, you know, like market traders with that, like a really good mop.
Yeah. Oh, right. So yeah. Fair enough.
Or on Oxford Street, just bang out a shop with a load of cheap perfume.
Yeah, no, Top Man's not doing that well.
I'm sure there's a lease available on that for me to flog some terrible perfume. But that's probably what I'll end up doing.
Imagine the amount of perfume you get in that building.
But yeah, no, hopefully I won't be cancelled. I do manage to stay focused. And you're a lot more chilled. I thought you'd be a bit more erratic and stressed. You seem a lot happier on your brown noise journey.
Yeah, my brown noise is all right. Do you know what, though?
What?
I'm thinking of having a little break from casual drinking, Rob.
From brown noise? Just a little break from brown noise. Do you know what? I need to... like, I've not drunk for ages. Last couple of nights, I had a few drinks with Lou. Yeah. It was an anniversary. Went out for dinner.
You feel rubbish the next...
Oh, my God. I just hate myself. My throat's all dry. My piss is like tar. It's disgusting. I'm poisoning myself.
Yeah, you should go to a doctor, maybe, about that second one.
Oh, it's horrible. Looks like I've had 5 Broccas and a pint of Bovril. Oh. It's churning out of me. It's horrid.
I'm bored.
Looks like some sort of bake-off mixture. I'm pouring it in. I'm getting a spatula out to get a... Sorry, this is awful. This is awful.
As I said, you can get excitable. That's what we're...
I can get excited.
This is like pre-now mood.
Pre-now. Oh, God. Yeah, sorry, go on. Drinking, casual drinking.
Yeah. Do you know what?
What about the casual sex? That sort of comes with it. What are you doing?
No, I gave that up years ago, Rob. But the casual drinking, it's a waste of time. I just feel very down the next day. And I'm like, was it worth it for 3 glasses of wine?
No. Well, yeah, exactly. I think that's a good idea. Well, I stopped for a bit and then, especially when it was the build up to the book coming out because we were so busy. Yeah. But it's not good for you, especially with kids. You can't cope the next day.
No.
It's awful.
You really can't.
So what, you're just stopping drinking completely?
Well, no, I've got a stag do, Rob.
All right.
On Friday. So it would be a strange time to stop.
Yeah, but also, do you know that you didn't bleep out where it's to? Just tell Tom Crane not to listen.
Oh, no.
Someone said we didn't bleep out where the stag do is.
So we did bleep it out, but we left Tom Crane's name in.
But that's fine.
But obviously that's not the surprise for him, that he's going on his own stag do.
He knows he's getting married.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you're going to stop casual drinking after the stag do, correct?
Yeah.
So what's your plan on the stag do? Are you going to pace yourself or is this going to be one last hurrah?
Well, this goes out after the stag do, so I can say where it is. So we don't need to bleep this out. So don't panic, okay? So it's in Bruges, Rob.
Okay. And you've already been and you'll talk about it.
Yeah.
In Bruges. So it's just a little beer.
It's 12% over there, the beer.
Do you know what? It's going to be loads of lads with massive bellies doing blow-offs.
What's blow-offs?
Farts. Have you ever heard of blow-offs?
Blow-offs?
Have you ever heard anyone?
No, that's like something a gran would say about a fart.
Have you ever heard that? What do you use for a fart?
A fart?
Nothing else?
That's the word.
Or a blow-off?
I'd never use the word blow-off.
Really? And you're like, grunt? Who grunted?
No, because, Rob, you're not a teenager. You're not going to... You're 30 seconds from guff here.
Well, do you know what? Do you know why we've got so many words? Is because my dad used to go, ooh, shit.
Ooh, shit?
Ooh, shit.
As in who has shat?
Yeah, but it's been a fart or a blow-off.
Right.
Yeah, a blow-off.
A blow-off? It's not going to be loads of lads with massive bellies doing blow-offs, Rob. Do you mean the stag do, or do you mean the bruise in general?
Am I the only one that uses blow-offs? Fuck. Oh, God. Everything I thought I ever knew is crumbling. I feel like Neo in The Matrix. Okay. Well, if you have used the term blow-off for farts, let us know. Yeah. But okay, it's going to be loads of blokes with big bellies farting around Bruges.
Why have they got big bellies?
Because of their big, bloaty beard.
Yeah, but you're only in Bruges for 48 hours. It doesn't absolutely change your body shape, does it?
I guarantee you there's going to be a bloke on that stag. He's going to be wheat intolerant, massive belly, doing smelly blow-offs.
Blow-offs.
Anyway, any other news on your kids, Josh, before we do some correspondence?
The cafe's closed by the school, Rob. That's very disappointing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you normally go there straight after?
No, before.
Closed forever?
Yeah. So I don't know what to do about that, really. That's it. That's the only other news I've got.
Buy it. Turn it into the Parent in Hell cafe.
Do you know what? I couldn't take the news that the cafe was closing down after 3 glasses of wine last night. I was too low. I was too low, Rob. It all came together.
Stuff like that does affect you, doesn't it?
I get incredibly affected by small businesses failing.
And also, you love a routine.
Oh, I love a routine, Rob.
You do. You go in there, you have your little coffee.
I absolutely love a routine. I love a little place that you can go and that's your thing and you go, in years to come, this will be my memory of this period of my life.
Do you think that...
Am I weird?
No. And do you think that you were quite anxious and stressed because the routine was changing and your daughter was going to a new school? Was that underlined, you reckon?
I don't think that helped. But I think, if I'm honest with you, Rob, I'm suffering from burnout after 10 years of overwork.
Yeah, okay, so that's not helped.
I think that's the main cause is that I've been telling myself that I need to stop working so hard for the last 7 years, haven't done it, and my body's gone, I've had enough.
Yeah, because there was a period where every time I said what you've been up to, you either were being sick or had the shits.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, Rob. Full disclosure. I think in many ways, I'll look back on this as a good thing to happen to me. But fuck me, I wish it would end soon. It takes a long time to get through this kind of period of your life.
Oh, the burnout bit.
The burnout bit. Come on, I've had a couple of days off. Give me a break. Give me a fucking chance. Give me a bonus.
Can't I just be better now?
Let me be better. Come on.
Yeah, so yeah, 3 days off work won't really... Okay. You're still working loads, though.
Turns out when you go back to work, you're still badly burned out, who knew?
Look, I've had the morning off. That should have sorted burnout.
Yeah, come on, I just went to a cafe for lunch on my own and read a book. Isn't that enough?
Oh, yeah, I think you might need to just overall ease off of the work in general.
I said no to going back to do a Mock the Week episode. That's got to make me feel better now, hasn't it? Anyway.
Was that the finale?
They asked whether I'd do one of the kind of guest episodes at the end.
Right. Never mind. That's harsh of you, isn't it?
Burnout.
Oh, the other thing is, I don't know if you're getting this, my kids climb on me and jump on me, but they're getting to the point, because they're older now and bigger, that yesterday I nearly blew my knee out, where my knee was like bent over and they jumped on me. But, like, it felt like some sort of gang attack where they, like, held me. You know, like, the Cray twins were, like, making you learn a lesson. And I nearly, you know, like, when footballers, like, the ACL goes, it was bent back, like, rigid. And they jumped on it, and it nearly, my leg nearly snapped in half. They actually hurt me. It's dangerous. This would be a good call. Has your child ever really hurt you?
Yeah.
Like, not on purpose, but by accident, broken something.
And in a funny manner.
Yeah. Not like they sort of like took my life savings and threw me off the boat or something like that.
Exactly. We don't
like
want
the end, some sort of Hollyoaks ending, late night Hollyoaks. But yeah, in a funny way, where they've hurt you by accident. Yeah. The younger the kid, the better. I bet there's a few broken noses from headbutts.
Oh, and didn't Andy Murray get a broken nose? I seem to remember.
What, from his kid?
Yeah.
You've got a strange memory.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
That is an odd thing to know. I just remember him having a bloody... It was when we were doing this and I thought, well, he'd be a good booking. Stand by.
He's got a broken nose of his kid.
Because he's got a broken nose from his kid. There's an anecdote. Bang.
Yeah, I think. Oh, no, yeah, he's got a broken nose, I think, from his kid. Baby daughter. Yeah.
There we go.
We'll get him on here one day.
Yeah.
Just wait till he's retired and he's not as popular. No offence, Andy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to this week's guest.
Greg Rosetsky.
Would take him. Would take him.
I'll take Regrets go. Absolutely. Right, correspondence. We haven't done any for ages, so let's do some.
Let's do it.
Hello, Rob and Josh. Love the podcast, but could we please have some more Rick Waller chat? Of course. Wow, we've done that already.
Yours, Rick Waller.
Yours, Rick Waller.
Gotta go. I'm overseeing a GCSE business studies foundation paper in 3 minutes' time.
I really enjoyed you scrambling around for what an exam would be.
Oh my God, I was panicking. Do they even do GCSEs anymore?
I thought GMV Cube. I think they might have bit in the dust. Anyway.
Rob, do you want to know something? Sorry.
Go on. Always.
They don't do A, B, C, D, and E anymore. They do numbers.
No, it's abacada.
Oh, yeah, very nice. That's one for our phonics fans. That's what we're on. Yeah.
Our phonics crew. So what do they do?
You get like a 7 or a 6 or something.
So what do you want? What's best? 1?
I just want the world to stop changing. I just want everything to be as it was when I was a child. That's all I'm asking. Okay. Cafes stop closing. GCSE grades remain the same.
Yeah, because no cafes shut in the 80s, did they? When you was a kid. Everyone was flying.
Rob, I voted leave for a reason. Right, let's get back.
Hi, Rob and Josh. Your podcast has provided us with so much laughter over lockdown and has even played a part in keeping us sane as we both trained for the marathons in 21 and 22. Previously, you advised your listeners from doing the no pants dance in March. This is no sex in March because of the Christmas baby.
Yeah.
Advice my partner and I heeded. However, we delayed the magic until April, to which success. We were pregnant and were expecting a beautiful January baby. Something to lift the January blues and bring some refreshing light and joy into a month that is pretty grim until the scan. We found out we were having twins. Oh. Twins that arrived 4 weeks earlier to the original due date.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We now have Christmas twins.
Oh, my God.
Instead of trying to avoid one Christmas baby, we are now having two.
Oh, mate. That is not ideal.
Katie and Ben, who are going to come and see us in April in Birmingham. Oh. Hello, we know what that means. Date night. You like a bit of leg over action in April?
Yeah, bloody hell. Don't fall into the same trap.
I know. We're pretty sexy and unrelatable guys. I don't want you two going home and biffing each other and having another Christmas baby.
Yeah, too right. It's going to be, I reckon there's going to be a lot of shagging after our show, Rob. From our audiences.
Okay.
You're going to be able to track whether the major cities we hit. If I was a maternity hospital, I'd check the date and put a big cross 9 months' time after our live show because it's going to...
Yeah, no, but I don't think this makes people want to have kids, does it, this show?
Rob, once they see us in the flesh...
you're saying that everyone's going to have the horn?
Everyone's going to have the horn.
Men, women, everyone.
Exactly.
Just they see us.
Once they see us, you'll go, bloody hell, there's been 5,000 babies born in Birmingham on the same day, 9 months after Widdicombe and Beckett hit town.
Are us two shuffling in the same clothes in the style of 2009, because we haven't moved on from there, sat down chatting. I got another one here from Alice in Coventry, who's 28. Hi, Rob and Josh. I'm excited to have finally, as of today, caught up with a podcast.
Oh, well done.
You've previously asked for the weirdest place you've had a breakdown.
Yeah.
I once had an anxiety attack in a toilet at a board game convention.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Sorry. And I was dressed as an orc from Lord of the Rings.
That's incredible.
Oh, bless her.
Was it in character?
I'm part of a group... Well, I don't know if the breakdown was, but she says, I'm part of a group called the Galactic Knights who dress up in a variety of film and TV costumes at events to raise money for charity and often find myself having breakdown moments at the weirdest events in costume during more stressful times of life.
Incredible.
Oh, Alice in Coventry. Well, well done for sharing. Yeah. We all have little breakdowns, albeit not always at a convention dressed as an orc.
No. But I imagine if I dressed as an orc, I would have a breakdown. That is my absolute... The idea of dressing up as something like that. It's dressing up.
They're your evil enemy, aren't they, as a hobbit? They are your kryptonite. You see the orcs coming over the hill, the old trotters start pounding on as you run back to the Shire.
Is it orcs in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, that's like the dead army they whip out at the end, isn't it? Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
You must have seen it by now, surely. Hi, chaps. Hope you're well. Love the podcast, yada, yada, yada. You put a call out recently for bad teachers.
Yeah.
Who reminded me of something from my school years. When I was in my last year of primary school, 1995, we were taken weekly to the local swimming baths to learn how to swim. To ensure the appropriate level of tuition for every student, we were split into three groups depending on our swimming ability. Yeah. The top group were called tadpoles, a name befitting the proficient swimmers in the year group.
Yeah.
The bottom group were not so lucky with their group name. Oh, no.
Yeah.
The reward for being amongst the worst swimmers the school had to offer, your group was called Bricks. So unfair, isn't it?
That is incredible.
That's horrible, isn't
that
it?
That is mad. Because when they said tadpoles, I thought, that feels like the bottom group, tadpoles.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're small and you're learning and you're one day going to be... What does a tadpole become?
Well, tadpoles are the best. Bricks are the bottom. So there's a middle one here, Josh. So yeah.
Is it still going?
Yeah, Mike's still going, yeah. And he's got a lot of trauma to work through with this email. This just leaves the middle group. Probably not a strong swimmer, but if you're in this group, you can at least have some ability if you are in the bottom group. What could you aspire to become if you were a brick? Perhaps something evocative, like a minnow? Nope. Once you convince the teachers you were better than an inanimate object, the brick that sinks to the bottom of the pool, you would move on to the middle group called better bricks.
Better bricks? Nah, that is mad, isn't it?
It's awful. I'm proud to say that over the school year, I made my way from being a brick to a better brick before becoming a tadpole. I just hope whoever decided the naming for that group had a good, long, hard look at themselves.
That is incredible. Bricks, better bricks, tadpoles. That is phenomenal.
At my school, if you could swim, you had a blue hat. If you couldn't swim, you had a red hat.
Really?
It's degrading, isn't it?
Oh, I was so bad at swimming.
I mean, you're allergic to chlorine, weren't you?
Yeah, I was allergic to chlorine. I remember doing a width, and we got a packet of skips if we completed a width. So that was my grand achievement.
Yeah.
You can't do that with kids anymore, can you? Just give them a packet of skips for doing a width.
No wonder there was an obesity crisis. It's like a donk in a carrot, just hanging that.
Yeah, it was just held above the pool at the other end, the packet of skips.
I've got this one here. Dear Rob and Josh, my friend and I work weird and wonderful shifts covering anniversaries, bank holidays, special occasions, and very often birthdays. Recently, my friend and I were working and he turns to me and says, "Oh, it's my daughter's third birthday today."
Yeah.
My response was fairly standard as to what you'd expect. "Oh, mate, that's shit and you're stuck at work." Imagine my surprise when he said, "No, it's okay, mate. We've told her it's her birthday in 2 days' time when we're off."
No, you can't be doing that. That can't.
She's only three and won't remember and won't know.
True. Very true. Very true.
I think three's the last year you can do that.
Yeah.
After I picked myself up from crying with laughter, he also informed me they told the rest of the family to play along. I personally think this is A-star parenting. Best from me, John, and Chris, the legend of a dad. Hi, Rob and Josh. Just listened to the latest episode and wanted to share what moment pushed me into having therapy. Okay, I don't know. I've not proofread this one. I don't.
What moment from our podcast or moment from...
I don't know. Here we go. I'm reading this one on the fly. It's just coming. I decided I wanted cereal for dinner. Probably a cry for help in itself. There is something comforting about cereal for dinner.
Oh, I like cereal for dinner.
It's a comfort.
It's a classic. It's a real student classic.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, here we go. So, pop to Sainsbury's. In the cereal aisle, I realised I didn't know whether I wanted Crunchy Nut or Wheatos.
Both.
So, I started crying and sat down on the floor.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm assuming she's okay for us to laugh about this. Anyway.
She has written it in.
Well, that's the point. People do have breakdowns, but they can be funny after a certain amount of time. I wouldn't have pointed at her and laughed while she sat on the floor.
Time is a great healer, yeah.
Okay. It occurred to me that in that moment, that reaction might not have been about the cereal. In that moment, I realised that that reaction might not have been about the cereal. Shout out to the worker in Balham High Street Sainsbury's in 2011 who coaxed me off the floor. Now, to stay calm, it's simple. Go for a walk. Fresh air. Remove myself briefly from whatever is stressing me out. Works a charm. Love the podcast. I've only discovered it recently. Listen while feeding my newborn through many long nights. Many thanks, Zoe.
Really
well
good.
Done, Zoe. Good to share. I enjoy these sort of breakdown stories. There's always a moment where you realise this isn't about the cereal.
Yeah. Which would you have gone for, Rob? Crunchy Nut or Wheatos?
Do you know what? I was Wheatos back in the day because I used to love getting the trolls, but Crunchy Nut, I'd say for me, is the winner out of those two.
It's two good options, isn't it?
It's too sugary, though. That is dessert.
You've already decided to have cereal for dinner. You might as well go all in.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going for it, fucking go for it. Do you know what I mean? Don't decide to have cereal for dinner and then have fruit and fibre. You might as well have Wheatos.
The producer, Lawrence, really funny bloke on my Radio 2 show, he was like, "Oh, I had a really nice night last night." He went, "I've been out all week, so I knew we had the show on Sunday, so I had an early night on Saturday. All my flatmates were out, so I had lovely, proper fish and chips, but I really went for it." I was like, "Oh, what did you have?" He went, "Well, I had haddock and chips and a jumbo battered sausage."
Yeah.
And I went, "Oh," and I went, "What else?" And he said, "Mushy peas, curry sauce, and baked beans."
Whoa.
And I went to him, "You didn't need the baked beans." And he went, "I didn't need the baked beans." But you get all excited when you have the proper little feast up.
I love
you
it.
You know, it's your little treat.
The Indian takeaway hung over on a Sunday. Mm. If you don't overorder there, what is wrong with you? You've got to overorder in that situation.
Exactly. And then he had all that and had a nice early night. I think that's a lovely Saturday evening. No drink. We got another therapy one where people have thought, this is the moment I need to speak to someone. Mine was punching my steering wheel, lost on a Croydon ring road.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hello, you wonderful humans. A funny story referring to the new feature, If a Therapist Could See Me Now. Last Christmas, 36 weeks pregnant with my second baby, I started sobbing uncontrollably. My husband ran down the stairs, wondering what on earth happened. I was crying so much the sofa was shaking and I couldn't get my words out. Finally, I managed to tell my husband, Wayne, that we didn't have a chimney to hang stockings on and Father Christmas wouldn't be able to leave a present for the unborn baby and our one-year-old son, who was completely oblivious. Yeah. Safe to say, once Wayne, my partner, explained to me that Father Christmas has a magic key to any house, I calmed down and then had absolute hysterics at the ridiculousness of the situation. I would suggest that my raging hormones played a key part in this incident and we still laugh at Chimney Gate to this day.
That's a good one, isn't it? This is a great feature, Rob.
Well, it's true, because it's always the most stupid thing that sets you off. Yeah. I would suggest, this is from Lucy, mum to Theodore 2 and Annie 7 months. There we go. Well done for sharing.
When you're Theodore.
Yeah.
I always think of Alvin and the Chipmunks. It's a good name.
It's a great name.
I always think of Alvin. It's a great name, isn't it? It's definitely the one I'd choose of the three. Alvin, Simon, Theodore.
Oh, God, yeah. Alvin, Simon, Theodore's the one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, you can always shorten that to Terry if he's going to be a builder or something.
What, Theodore? Theo. Theo's pretty cool.
I can't have Theo doing my plastering. I'd sort of think, what's happened here?
Theo Walcott?
Yeah, we wouldn't have him plastering. Too little.
Is he still a footballer?
Injury prone as well. He'd have to have a day off, bad back, halfway through.
They'd get him plastering before he was ready, wouldn't they? That'd be the problem with Theo Walcott. He's not done any low-level plastering. Now you're trying to get him to do the Sistine Chapel. Anyway.
Okay, here we go. I've got a couple more of these therapy ones or like breakdown ones, which are pretty good. Then we'll do small business. Hi, Rob and Josh. I have a story for your new feature about reacting oddly in situations. I call this one, It's Not About the Pork Pie.
Yes.
My boyfriend came home from work one day with some mini pork pies. He offered me one and I said no thanks, as I didn't like pork pies. The next day, when thinking about what to have for lunch, I realised I do actually quite like pork pies. I went downstairs to the fridge, opened the door to find the mini pork pies gone. I turned to face my boyfriend, who was sitting on the sofa eating the last pork pie. I was heartbroken beyond words, so I took myself up to our bedroom with my eyes filled with tears. 10 minutes later, my boyfriend came upstairs to find me bawling. And when I told him why, he said, I'm so sorry, I didn't think you even liked pork pies. Is that why you opened the fridge, looked really sad and walked away? The next day, he bought me another pack of mini pork pies and always saves the last one for me when he buys a pack.
I've never heard the word pork pies said so many times in the space of 30 seconds.
It's not about the pork pies, Josh.
I know, but I reckon you said pork pies 15 times and every time
you
said it.
I'm going to get a sponsorship deal. I want to be the ambassador. You know when people used to advertise milk? I want to be the brand ambassador for pork pies. Pork pies.
Yeah, fair enough. I think you'd be a good choice, actually, for that.
Here we go. Oh, should we do one more and then do small business?
Yeah.
Hi, slags.
Whoa.
Well, it's nice.
That's a callback to something, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, we like being called slags.
Yeah.
I've had this breakdown more than once and it's crazy. If things are getting too much, I have a horrible habit of getting upset when my husband does something better than me.
Oh, is this from Rose?
Okay.
Bit of fun.
Prime example. Oh, look at you, the panic there. That's a safety LOL, that was.
Yeah.
You know, you send a joke on WhatsApp and go, lol, any message? God,
they've read it. There's two blue ticks.
Here we go. Prime example. I was in a job I hated and it was really getting me down. The housework was building up and my lovely husband decided to clean the bathroom to get some jobs ticked off. When he was done, I went into the bathroom and burst into tears. When he asked what I was doing, all I could say was, why do you always do things better than me?
Yeah, that's not Rose.
The bathrooms are so much cleaner than when I do it.
Rose has never said
that. He genuinely didn't know what to do or say. I'm okay, but this does seem to be the thing that pushes me over the edge when I feel vulnerable. Yeah, but it's just anything, isn't it, when you feel a bit like that? Love the podcast. I've caught up from episode one since having my daughter, Autumn Bella Rose, in November, and often find myself laughing so loud I wake her up. Thanks, Amy in Cambridge.
Oh, thank you. That is bad, though. You shouldn't
stuff.
Try it. You know, maybe don't listen around to your daughter. We don't want to be responsible for a child waking up.
No. Well, I don't really care. It's not my kid.
No, I couldn't give a fuck.
I'm not the one waking up.
Rob, we've got time for small business shout-out at the end, have we?
Yeah, come on. As always, a shout-out to these small businesses.
Oh, what about this? Considering what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Hi, Rob and Josh. I'd love a small business shout-out for my husband Tim's no and low alcohol drinks website called thedrinksedit.co.uk. Aims at those that love a drink but want it to be healthier or just don't want the hangover. Oh, my word. Pretty much perfect for parents-to-be or any parent who can't handle the pain of a child jumping on their fragile head after a night of drinking. Use the code TDE, as in the drinks edit, 15 PH, as in parenting hell. TDE 15 PH for a discount. Thanks so much, and Lou is my hero for getting the old lady trolley I've always wanted. Well, Rob uses one now as well.
I know.
Sarah from London. Thank you very much, guys.
I've got a really niche small business shout out. Should we do a niche one?
Yeah.
Hello, Josh and Rob. First off, I want to say I adore your podcast. I look forward to it every week. I know this is probably a long shot, but I would love more than anything to be featured in your small business segment. My name is Christine from Nashville, Tennessee.
Whoa, count us in.
And I'm the founder of The Vocalist. I'm a voice and audition coach working to build up my own studio. I love to work with all kinds of ages who are passionate about singing and growing their confidence through their voice. Oh. I do mostly remote lessons, so she can do it remotely. I do remote lessons so I can work with young artists from anywhere in the world. This would help me in ways you can't even imagine. Thank you for all you do. And that is thevocalistworkshop.com or Insta, The Vocalist Workshop. And you can do them on Zoom. So if you've got a decent mic, and she'll have good headphones, she'll be able to coach you.
Oh, if you've got a decent mic, send it my way, because I've got an absolute shocker.
Okay. So that's The Vocalist Workshop, setting up a little business. Good luck.
Yeah.
And a quick reminder, Josh.
Just a quick one, Rob.
To you and the listeners. From next week...
To me? 8th,
well, yeah, in case you forget when you listen back.
I do listen back, yeah.
I know you listen back.
That's why we've got such good figures. I just leave it running.
Your energy bill's huge, just 15 devices having it played. But from next week, the Tuesday the 8th, the podcast will only be available on Spotify, and you can get Spotify from the App Store for free, download it for free and listen for free. But that's the only place for you to listen to the show from next week. And we'll see you there.
It's been lovely to see you today, Rob.
And you,
mate. I feel like we don't get to see each other enough at the moment.
We haven't got any more PR to do, have we?
Oh, I didn't.
I'm going on Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, you're going on Jonathan Ross.
Are you going on Graham Norton?
No, I think that's fallen by the wayside.
Yeah, you don't want a third paedophile accusation, do you?
No, exactly. I'll hold that back.
Here he comes on, the pervert of his book about kids again. right, well, we'll see you next week. See you next week, Josh. See you next week, listeners.
Bye.
Bye. Josh, you fancy going for a beer? Maybe like the 14th of April?
Can't do the 14th of April, Rob.
How comes?
We're doing the Parenting Hell Arena tour at Manchester Arena.
Oh, okay.
How about the 19th of April?
Oh, no, I can't do that. I'll be doing the Parenting Hell Live tour in Nottingham. What about the 20th of April?
Cardiff Arena. Parenting Hell Live, Cardiff Arena.
21st of April? I can't do that either. London O2. 23rd of April?
I can do the 22nd. We've got a day off. 23rd, yes, Wembley.
What about the 28th of April?
I'm in Birmingham. Do you know what, Rob?
Parenting Hell Live Tour.
Yeah, but we'll just have a drink afterwards.
Yeah, should we do that?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We need to plug the live tour, by the way.
Oh, yeah. There's a live tour of Parenting Hell, and I cannot wait. It's genuinely going to be an absolute thrill to do. And do you know what it would make? The perfect Christmas present. Two of those tickets. Ooh.
Oh, great Christmas present. Or Father's Day present or Mother's Day present.
Exactly.
See you there.